Hey, it's Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology, the show about the human side of the hammer. We'll be taking calls at 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-58-RENOVATE. What are the skills you use to put your home team together? Is it just hammers and nails? What do you do for teamwork? What do you do for planning? How do you make your dream home come true? Whose idea do you use? How does it all work out? We have a very special young guest with us today who has learned how to use some skills that we can all learn, and we can take a lesson from her. I'd like to welcome a champion to our midst. Well, we have a special guest, a young guest today, and her name is Sienna. She was in the Odyssey of the Mind competition recently in Ames, Iowa, the world's Odyssey of the Mind finals. Her team won second place in the world, and we congratulate her bringing our country into the silver. We really appreciate that your contribution to that, and I understand you were on quite a good team. And where are you from, Sienna? What state are you from?
New York.
From New York.
Near Saratoga, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you now?
I'm almost 11.
Almost 11, and what grade have you just completed?
Fifth.
So you're an old kid by now, huh? Yeah. You want to talk about going to OM and what it was like?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, it's kind of like a problem-solving group where seven kids get together and have to work as a team and solve a problem as creative as possible. But it had to be like a creative way.
It sounds like it was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to sort of do this out of the blue.
Yeah.
No plans, nothing in front of you.
Do it all on our own with, like, no adult help or anything.
Well, you used your brain, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many kids are on your team?
Seven.
That's a pretty big team.
Yeah.
You want to say all their names?
Katie, Will, Natalie, Dominic, and Sam.
Pretty nice. How did you figure out who was going to do what?
We kind of learned, like, who was good at different things by, like, working together.
Did you talk about that?
Yeah. Like, at school, like, if they're on the Odyssey of the Mind team, and we see them doing something that might involve our problem that's good, we could say, like, oh, that would be really good maybe to use in our skit or in Odyssey of the Mind.
I bet they smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always feels good to be acknowledged and to know that this thing you discovered can fit somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have to build things?
You had to build a vehicle that was hand-powered. It's kind of like a spider's legs, like they go up and then come back down.
That sounds interesting. Somebody thought about making this like a spider.
And it was basically the whole team that did that.
The whole team got that idea together.
We had like a meeting once a week, sometimes twice a week, and we just brainstormed how creatively things could move forward.
Tell me a little bit about what a brainstorm is. How does that work? Is it rainy?
No. Well, it's kind of like where you just sit down and think of different ways you can do the thing that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys just come up with the spider and the vehicle all in one thought?
Well, it wasn't really in one thought. Mm-hmm. It was a couple different ones where we, like, meshed a couple different ideas together to make the whole thing work.
Uh-huh. Did you keep track of whose idea was whose, or it just all mishmashed together?
Well, we thought of it as all mishmashed together because it wasn't really this person's idea. It was really the team's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows, like, the teamwork because you want the whole team to be able to do it. And, like, part of Odyssey of the Mind is to have teamwork and thinking together and not have anyone excluded.
And that's something that feels good to make sure everybody's included.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so nobody got really boastful about, oh, that's my idea.
Yeah.
Being a pig about it or anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way everybody behaves. How'd you guys get into that kind of mood?
We're all, like, kind of people that are actually, like, really friendly, and we like to use other people's ideas, and mm-hmm. we like to think of others and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they do teach us at school to, like, don't exclude anybody and, like, always think of other people's ideas
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that because they could have a good idea, too.
So it sounds like you use, like, two of your eyes. You use one eye on the idea and the other eye on making sure people are feeling comfortable and included.
Right.
Huh. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the work that I do is about teamwork of families while they're renovating their houses.
Hmm.
While they, you know, they might tear out a stairway and put in a new room or something like that. And, you know, my opinion is that everybody has something to do that's important. Whether or not they're the ones with the hammer,
yeah,
they still have something important to do. Sometimes it might be bringing lemonade to the people who are swinging the hammers.
Yep.
And sometimes it might be that they're, you know, they're helping make plans or get up ideas or choose the colors or sometimes do the shopping.
Yep.
And sometimes playing the music. You can pick some good music to play that will help people work.
Yeah.
And that's a good contribution to a team as well. And I call that the home team. The home team. And my book is called Putting the Home Team to Work.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's all about that. You've done some building before in your life?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you put together before?
When I was, really little, I helped my dad. I helped him build a sandbox.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
One brother. Is he older or younger?
He's older.
Yeah. Older. Do you find you have a team at home, too? You ever find you're doing teamwork together at home?
Yeah.
How's that go? What happens on your team at home?
Well, today, my mom and I were working together to put a badminton set together.
Oh. And how did that go?
That's good. We have it all set up now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you use the things you learned from Odyssey of the Mind to work together as a team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you were including each other?
Yep.
Does he know about OM? Did he do it too?
My brother?
Yeah.
No.
So you're kind of the leader in that way, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. You get to lead your older brother in teamwork.
Yeah.
And a good attitude of teamwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it's a good thing to rub off on a family. That's good. I bet your mom appreciated that you got that thing done together in such peaceful ways.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. It seems like, in checking out the Odyssey of the Mind information, it seems like the teamwork is as important as the thing you're building.
Yeah.
And it seems like the enjoyment of each other and taking some time to have fun and celebrate was almost as important as the rest of it, too.
Yeah, because, if you don't get along, then it's kind of hard to work together and be together all the time.
Because
then you're, always fighting, and then that gets in the way.
It sounds like you got a lot out of it, and it was a really important time to
yeah.
share.
Yeah.
And to really get a lot of good practice at teamwork and
yeah.
keeping your eye, as I said, one eye on everybody being included and the other eye on the project. And learning how to be self-reliant and solving this problem without a grown-up telling you all what to do.
Yeah.
That was really nice. You have so much to be proud of in what you accomplished in that, along with your whole team. All right, well, Sienna, it's such a nice thing for you to share your story with us. And I think that a lot of people will get a lot out of understanding how, from your perspective, from a young perspective, what teamwork is like and how to succeed as a team. You've got some lessons that people of all ages can make use of. And I thank you for that, Sienna.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time and that your Odyssey of the Mind team does, again, lots of fun and lots of teamwork.
Yep.
Well, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology. Coming up, we'll have more calls at 888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-587-3668. And Betsy Green will tell us how to discover the history in our own homes. Here's some music and messages for you.